Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to James chapter 5, verse 7 to verse 9. Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you'll be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this time that you give us together, hearing your word and meditating on your goodness. Teach us your ways and help us and support us and strengthen us. O God, with your word, let your word bring healing, help, hope, assuredness. O God, strength and encouragement to each and every one of us. Teach us your ways and help us, Lord, to go on in the right path. Oh God, let I pray that this message will be taken by the Holy Spirit to reach people who are in need of your word. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The command that here that the Lord teaches us is, be patient. It is not only a command, but it's a way of life, how to live our life. The nature of man is always in hurry, and we are in the age of everything is fast. Technology is so advancing, and it is high technology world, and everything is going fast. But God say, be patient. There are times that we want to do a lot of things. We have desire to do a lot of good things. But there's a time for everything. And the word of God teaches us, God had made everything beautiful in His time. In His time, in the time of the Lord, everything will become beautiful. Be patient. We need to wait upon God to do certain things. When we pass trials and difficulties, there are certain things we need to do, but there are certain things God Himself will be going to do it for us. We cannot do shortcut. We cannot solve the problem by a resolution, and then it will be prop up again with another problem, but we need a really a solution that solves the problem from the root. Be patient until the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming, and He will take us with Him to heaven. Until He come, He wants us to live our life according to His word, according to His ways, and according to His promises and commands. And also, be patient until the Lord is coming. Be patient until the Lord will come and solve your problem in the right way. Be patient until the Lord will come and provide for you the things that you needed in the right way. Be patient until the Lord will come and He will fulfill what He had promised you. You cannot fulfill what God had promised you. God Himself will come and do it for you. There are certain people that say that God promised us. God have told us I will give you. Yes, that's true. God has said and God had a promise and God has had make a promise that He say I will make you and I will give you and I will bring you. But He did not say today. He did not say after one day. He say I will do it. But you need to wait until the Lord will come. Waiting is so difficult for people. There are some people they say that we have to do something. The thing that we need to do until the Lord will come and do it for us, we need to wait. we need to have self-control and control our emotion, our feeling, our hands and feet, and our anger and our heart. We have to control it until God Himself will come and do it. God promised Abraham, and He told him, I will make you a great nation. When He called Abraham, he was 75 years old. God promised him that He will make him a great nation. He told him that I will bless you, and I will bless those who bless you, and I will make you a blessing. But there's one problem that Abraham have. Abraham have no child. He has no children from his wife, Sarah. What he did, they want to shortcut. Sarah offered him, she told him, lay down with my maid, Hagar. He slept with her, and they got Ishmael, and the headache started. They want to solve the problem, and the problem become more complicated. Fighting every day, struggle every day, heartache every day, and that is the same with you. If you want to go on with your own way, if you want to go ahead of God and do what God had promised, there are certain things you need to do. Other things you have to wait upon God and to be patient until the Lord's coming. You have to wait until God Himself will come and He will give you what He had promised you. At the age of 99 years old, finally, God fulfilled His promise to Abraham. Sarah gets pregnant and they have the first child, Isaac. After 25 years of God's calling, He gave him his son, Isaac. That there's a glimpse that God can make me a great nation now. This is what the Lord teach us today, to be patient. Be patient and see how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rain. The farmer, he put the seed and he wait for the seed to grow. He need water. He wait for the water to come down from heaven. He wait upon God to send the rain from the clouds and the sky. He's waiting. He is waiting. You ask me, why God makes certain trees before it give fruit? It need 10 years like the dates. It need 4 or 5 years like the orange, the olive, the banana. Why it need time? Why God did not make it within 6 months the tree can grow quickly and can give fruit? This is the things belong to God. We need to train ourselves to wait upon the Lord. Patience is one of the character of God. One of the characters of God is patience. Perseverance. There are certain things the Word of God explained it to us, but there are certain things we don't have explanations. Why we need to wait on certain things? Why it is not today? Why it is after 2 years? Why after 3 years? Why we cannot go on? The Bible tells us we cannot do it before the appointed time. There's a time that ordained by God. God know better. God is the one who ordained the history. God is the one who ordained the time. And we need to be in submission to God's will. What will happen if we go ahead of God and solve our problem? We try to solve it. Some people, they say, you have to do something. The thing that I can do is to wait upon God. Because if I will do something ahead of God, I may make it more messy. I will make it more difficult. I may make it more complicated. Listen to Psalm 40 and what David said. Let us read verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He waited upon God to solve his problem. He was waiting in a prayer, in a crying out to God. And finally God turned to him and he heard his cry. In verse 2 he say, He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. When he was waiting upon God, God came. And God took David from the slimy pit, from the mud that is bringing him down. It is a moving mud that you cannot stand on it. It will take you down. That is the problem that you are passing. It is sucking you down. It pulls you down little by little. You need to wait upon God. David was waiting upon God. God took him out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire, and he put his feet on a rock, on a stable ground. He put his feet on a firm place. He will not fall down. He will not be sucked down. When he stand, when you stand on the firm place, that is the difference between God will come and solve the problem. When God will come and solve the problem, there is no problem after that. But when you solve your problem, you solve your problem temporarily, but you will fall into another more difficult, complicated problem. When God gives a blessing, He will not add troubles to it. When you want to bless yourself, troubles will come into your life. You may be able to solve the problem in some way, as Abraham tried to solve his problem, lack of children, he make adultery with Hagar, and then fighting in the house and the family, and heartache and problem, but yet, he did not receive what God had promised. The same for you. If you try to solve your problem with your own power and strength, well, I tell you, you can do it. But you will not be able to receive what God had promised. You will just get a temporary relief, but that is not the promise of God. To receive the promise of God, you need to wait upon Him. Then He will come and take you and put you on a firm ground. Verse 3, He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. When God solves the problem, everyone will know that it is God's hand moving in your life. And you will also see how God miraculously has saved you, how God powerfully came with a Almighty hand and have taken you out from the problem and deliver you, and you will sing praises unto God to what He have done for you, and the people will see, everyone will see that is the work of God, and they will put their trust in the Lord. Your life, as you are waiting patiently on God, it will impart teaching, it will impart faith, it will impart preaching of the Word of God to the people and the society around you. They will see how God is working in your life, and you will be the example they would follow. As God had helped this man, as God has delivered this woman, as God has saved this family, as God had provided these things for them, we will follow and trust the way of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Yes, that's why God wants us to be patient. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. You don't need to be hurry. You need to trust God. You need to stand firm. God is coming to help you. You need to be patient with God. We need to be patient with God. We need to be waiting upon God. Some people grumble. Some people angry with God. Some people, they lose their faith because God is not doing it. God is not fulfilling yet what He had promised us. But God, He will do it. You need to wait. You need to be patient upon God. You cannot understand God. Certain time we cannot understand the way of the Lord, but we need to trust Him. We need to trust Him. And God will give peace until that appointed time will come. God will give us peace and God will give us patience. Today let us ask God to give us patience to wait upon Him until He will come
and help us and deliver us. You need to be patient also with the people. We need to be patient with the people. We have high expectation with the people. We are expecting much from them. We want more and much from them. But they have a certain capabilities. And at a certain time, they cannot give also unless God will give them. They cannot provide until God will provide. They cannot offer until God will offer. We need to be patient with the people also. We need to understand that they have difficulty, they have limitations, they have a certain capability. They cannot overload themselves with what we require of them. You may have a certain expectation from your wife, certain expectation from your children, certain expectation from your husband, from your boss, from the church, from the pastor. We may have a lot of expectation, but God say, be patient. Be patient with the people also. Wait patiently upon God until He will come Himself and bless you. You need to be patient with yourself. I need to be patient with myself. We need to be patient with ourselves. Sometimes we are not forgiving ourselves. Sometimes we are putting blame on ourselves. Sometimes we have a guilt feeling. But the thing is, we cannot do more. God should do for us. We are just God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good work that He had prepared in advance for us to do. It's only the grace of God working through us to achieve the good things of God. We need to be patient with ourselves. Don't grumble against each other, brother, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. When we cannot wait, we start to grumble. It is your fault. It is her fault. It is not my fault. It is only because of you. It is you who made us, you who bring us in this way. But the thing is, we must not forget, it is God who brought us to this station in our life. To come out from it, we need to wait upon the Lord. God wants us to wait upon Him and to trust Him fully. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 12, the word of God admonish us and teach us the way of the Lord when we have a problem. It say, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. The way of the Lord, when we have a problem, consider it a pure joy, my brothers. Be joyful when you have a trial, when you face a trial of different kind, because the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you will be complete, mature, lack nothing. Be joyful, be happy, be patient in affliction, get patient, faithful in prayer. So three things: be happy, wait and be patient, and pray to God that He will come and fulfill what He had promised you, what He had promised your family, what He had promised your ministry and your service unto Him. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. Say not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He had given us. The trials, the hardship that we are facing, develop in us perseverance and good character, to be patient, to be like Jesus, persevering, to be in the image and the likeness of God, and we live in hope and trust in Him that He will come and help us and support us and strengthen us. As we pray, the Holy Spirit will pour in our heart love and patience and self-control, endurance, and make us the people that God wants us to be. James chapter 5, verse 10.
Brothers, as an example of the patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The prophets, they also suffer. The prophets, they declare the will of God. They live in the will of God. They teach the people the will of God. They live in it. But they were suffering because the word against the will of God, against the word of God, against the plan of God. But they persevere. They persevere in suffering. They were patient. Even they were ill-treated, spoke bad against them, they harmed them, they beat them, they killed them, but they stay faithful to the Lord. You need to stay faithful to the Lord. You need to be patient until God will come and fulfill what He had said. God is waiting upon His... God is watching in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1 and verse... And verse 12 say the word of God tell us the following. The Lord said to me, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." God is going to fulfill His word. God is watching to fulfill His word, but we cannot put wish time. We cannot put which time God is coming. Even we don't know which time the Lord will come, or Lord Jesus will come and take us to heaven. No one knows. We cannot put the time. Time in the hand of God, not in our time. We cannot put time for God to fulfill what He promised. We cannot dictate on God what He had said. We cannot force God. We need to comply with God. We cannot force the Holy Spirit. We cannot command the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit have us and command us. James 5:11. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Those who are persevering are blessed. Those who are patient are blessed. Job faced many, many trials. Job faced many difficulties. He was attacked by devil. His things and his belonging was taken away from him. But he still was persevering. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." And also, he said to his wife, when his wife told him, "Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die." He replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" He persevered. He was waiting upon God to come and solve his problem. He was waiting upon God to come and to restore. We are waiting for restoration. There are things that we had lost. It had been taken away from us. The enemy came and damaged it. But we need to be persevering. The word of God tells us in Job 42, verse 12. Say, the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. God, we're going to bless the latter part of your life. Maybe now you are suffering, but the latter part of your life on earth and your life with God throughout eternity, it will be blessed by the Lord. We need to be patient. A few years, a few days, a few months, we are waiting upon God. Should not shake in us. We need to trust Him more, because God, as He said in His word, He is going to bless the latter part of our life more than the first part. We need to adopt this strategy. We need to be patient, waiting upon God, not to be shaken and do the wrong things. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15. This is the promise of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. You need to rest. You need to wait upon God. That is how to show your repentance and your reliance on God. In quietness and trust, you need to be quiet and trust in God. He's going to do it. But you would have none of it. Those who does not wait upon God, that is a rebuke for them. You need to wait. You cannot push. You cannot do it by your own flesh. You cannot fight and struggle. You cannot go with your own emotion. You cannot go with your own anger. You need to have self-control. You need to calm down. You need to ask God to give you patience and cleanse you from all the filthiness. Otherwise, if you go on, let us read what he say, verse 16 and 17. You say, no, we will flee on horses. We will do it with our own strength. Therefore, you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses. We will use high technology. We will use our money. We will use our friends. We will use whatever we can do in our hand. Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. Those who are against you, they will be more strong. The trials will be more strong. The opposition will be more strong. The hardship will be more strong. It will be more worse. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. Even the 1,000 you are, but one can stand against you. At the threat of 5, you will all flee away till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountain top. If you do your own, go against God's will, then nothing will be left for you. But let us read the promise to those who wait upon God. And I believe that you are the people. We are the people. My dear brother, you are the people whom called by God. You are the people whom God said, be patient. And I believe that you will take by heart the message of the Lord today to us, every one of us, waiting upon something, waiting upon God. Waiting patiently, persevering, bearing in pain as we are waiting upon God. But God is faithful. God is coming and He will fulfill what He promised. As He say in Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18. Isaiah 30 verse 18. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for Him. God, our Lord, is a God of justice. And as we wait upon Him, He is rising up now. He is going to show us compassion. He is a gracious God. We will be blessed because He said, blessed are all who wait for Him. Let's come to the Lord and commit our life unto Him. Father, we thank you and praise you. Pray, Lord, to you to give us patience. Ask God to give you patience. Lord, give me self-control and guide me and help me, O God. Give me patience, O God. Strengthen me, Lord. Don't allow me to do anything, Lord, that is not in your plan. That is not what you had ordained for me to do, O God. Lord, captivate my heart. And let your will be done in my life, Lord. Control me, O God. Don't let me go with my own emotions and feeling, O God. And I pray, O God, as I wait patiently upon you, that you will come. Lord, I believe that you had in store the great blessing for me, O God. I pray, O God, for my brother and sister and everyone who is listening to your word today, that your word will bring salvation, deliverance, strength that come from you, O God. And give them victory, Lord. Give them self-control, Lord. Don't allow them, Lord, to go and to do any step you have not ordained it, O God. Block them, O God, and speak to them, O God. Comfort them, O God. Have compassion on them, O God. Sustain them, Lord, until you come and you bless them by yourself, O God.
We thank you, Lord. Take your message, your word, O God, and bring it, O God, to the lost, to the end of the ages, O God, to the end of the earth, O God, to those who need your word, O God, to those who need for this message to be patient. Help them and bring this word of yours to them. We thank you, Lord. We praise you for this blessed day. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.